WJKT.
Hi, Garrett, KO4H Gags.
Busy quick trip here at 35.
Yeah, I think last time I was down through there, that one was pretty busy too.
Sandwich, so I can go ahead and have lunch today and not have to worry about leaving my desk, but yeah, they had a bit of a line. It took a little bit.
Up later in the day, we got to go somewhere else to get lunch.
I've been on vacation for a week, so that means I'm going to have to do all of last week's work today, so you know how it is anymore. You know, vacation's not vacation. It's just a postponement of work.
True. It seems like if you take a day off, it's things just stack up for you to do. Nothing gets done.
Extra hours for the next month to make up for it.
And then you find yourself asking, was the vacation really worth it? Sorry about that. I was saying, you asked yourself if the vacation was really worth it.
That's why my APRS began. Try again.
You asked yourself, was the vacation really worth all the effort it took to catch back up?
I could be a CPA, finance controller for a big company and have to work on your vacation anyway because the deadlines can't move.
That would stink. But I don't know. I don't think I could do that.
It's all the time because, you know, the publicly traded company she works for, you know, those filing deadlines and all this other stuff, they're immovable. So, you know, she can never really take a vacation because she always has things she has to do.
She's making good money to put up with that, but my time is my time when I'm not there.
Except it's just a lot of long days, you know, when those deadlines are due, it's, you know, she'll work 12, 14 hours in a day. They won't let her hire somebody to help take up some of the slack, so she has to do it all herself, and, yeah, it gets old after a while, and I don't know how much longer she can put up with it, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Even the money's not worth it. Your sanity's more important.
Where we're at, I mean, she's been doing this for like 15 years, and after 15 years of just constant 80-hour weeks, she's just about done with it.
Because you can't have, it's hard to have a life that way. I won't say you can't, but it makes it very hard.
So when we do take a vacation and we actually have some time together and some time with the kids and some time to relax and do some fun things, you know, it's like, you know, why am I doing this to myself?
And the businesses never really catch on why they can't retain somebody.
Yeah, this lean and lean and lean, you know, you just can't have a, you know, it's the reason that why vacation's not a vacation anymore, because there's nobody else there that can pick up your stuff while you're gone, so it just sits there while you're gone, and then you have to do it when you get back, so, because, you know, companies don't have sufficient staff anymore, they just figure they work people harder.
Because they got to maintain that, profit margin that's way higher than it should be, and for their shareholders. But I don't know. It just, I don't understand how we've got where we're at. And I was reading a report or watching it or listening to it, something about how much vacation the American worker doesn't take. And it was just staggering. I can't remember the statistics on it, but it was staggering how much vacation people just give back to the places because they can't take it.
Remember, the last place I worked before TTI was notorious for not letting you take your vacation. And then, you know, they had a bank for a while and you could carry over vacation, but then they stopped doing that. And then they stopped paying out for unused vacation. And so now most of the people I know that still work there never get a vacation because, you know, they can never get approved to take it.
I don't understand that. I could do it for a little bit just to get ahead, but I'm not going to do it long term.
You know, a lot of companies are going to this quote-unquote unlimited vacation model where as long as business conditions permit, you can take as much vacation as you want. And, you know, they do that to attract young kids out of college. Oh, unlimited vacation. You know, I can take all this vacation. And then they work you to death and won't let you take any.
that goes back to the unrealistic profit margins everybody's trying to run. Yeah, it's not a 30, 35, 40% profit margin anymore. It's double that.
Companies, you know, if a product isn't making at least 30% gross margin, they won't even make it.
I don't know. It's a shame to the time we've lived into that everything boils down to how much money is it worth to you. It's just sad that that's the way we are. And I don't know. I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
And, you know, what we're trying to do is we're just trying to pay off the house. And, you know, once the house is paid off and, you know, have no bills, then neither of us has to work for what we're working now. So, you know, we can get something that's a little bit less stress and a little bit less responsibility and just relax a little bit.
Do that. That's kind of where I'm at. I worked a lot of hours and a lot of hard work and got everything paid off and started this business. And now the only thing I own is this tool truck I'm driving.
Yeah, you know, working for yourself, you know, you got nobody breathing down your neck to make more money, you know, as long as you get your bills paid, you're fine. But anyway, I'm getting off at 27 here. I'm going to cruise into the office here and try to get the everything squared away from last week, Patrick. So I hope you have a great day, and I'll say 73, and we'll catch you probably tomorrow morning. This is W2JKT.
M3A, good to talk to you this morning. I hope everything goes smooth for you.
See you later. W2JKT clear.
4HKX clear.
N4ZLK.
Well, good morning, Shane. How are you?
Just got a little bit of a sore throat, congestion stuff, still hanging around. Woke up with it. You know how it is.
Time of year, I guess, even though it's a little early this year.
Allergies. I don't normally have an issue with that. Seems like there's a lot of stuff going around, though.
It's like everybody's got something.
That last night.
But I don't know. I was trying to get used to these glasses, and I was up and down around trying to figure out where I could see my computer screen. I finally just had to throw them off to the side.
A while. It almost sounds like you didn't get the progressive, the no-line bifocals, but I could be wrong. I know that I've got prescription glasses and then I have prescription sunglasses. And on my sunglasses, to save a little money, they didn't take that prescription out as far on the side like I heard you talking about. It seems like it's more narrow. Because it was going to be an extra $200 or something to run it all the way out to the side like they did on my regular glasses.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think is they just didn't run it out there, and I don't know, maybe I didn't pay for it, I don't know. Like I said, it's the first pair I've ever bought, and it's very annoying that I can only look up and down the center of the glasses, and I can't look off without having to turn my head.
Worth going back and just having them check them out, because they could have done it wrong. Because usually it doesn't take, if you wear them all the time, it doesn't take that long. I know you've had them for several days. Should be getting used to it by now.
So I've got them on now. And then, like I said, as long as I look straight ahead, I do great. But I don't know. It's just off last night. My computer was at the wrong distance or something. And I don't know. It wasn't working for me. Let's put it that way.
There is a learning curve to it, and you know, if they're done right, your eyes will get used to it. You'll get used to moving your head around and not even know you're doing it. It's like why you see these older people, of course, way older than me, when they're looking at their phone or something, they'll have their head, you know, almost pointed to the sky while they're trying to look at their phone. I would never do that, of course.
What are you talking about? I never do that.
Video of me every once in a while, and they'll send it to me, and I'll look at it and like, yeah, I guess I am getting old, because it seems like that's the kind of thing I'm doing now.
I move my glasses up and down, and Jake. Well, the way mine are, I can't move them. They made them to where they're so close to my head, there's no moving them. I can't look over top of the top description at all.
Yeah, if they're not, I have the Progressives, and I tried them about 5 years ago, and I couldn't do it. And I went to a different place and had them make them, and within a day, I was good to go.
I've got the Progressives, too, and I'm used to them, but the worst thing about it is trying to work on the car, especially if you're upside down. And I do that a lot. I lift my glasses up with one hand while I'm trying to see what I'm looking at.
And you're upside down and anything like that, that's a problem. So, well, I just heard you both in there this morning. I wanted to say hello. I'll get with you, Patrick, on the presentation here in the coming days.
After that, whenever you get ready, just let me know. We'll try to clear out a block where I can come by and spend some time with you on it. KO4HKX.
I'm just converting it over to our club template, that's all, and I'll have that done probably this weekend. So whatever's free for you, I don't know what good days are, bad days, but it shouldn't take too long. MD7J Mobile now.
And Saturdays are typically the best days for me, Bob.
That are fine for me. Any day's fine for me. I can do whatever I want, so... But I'll let you guys get back at it there. I just wanted to say good morning, and I'll shoot you an email later on today or tomorrow, Patrick. ND7J.
You have a great day, KO4HKX.
Good to hear you this morning, N4ZLK.
To you as well. I hope you guys are doing good. Everybody's well.
And I hope your dad's doing well. Haven't heard you in a little while.
I'll be printer, and I'm rebuilding both my 80-meter and my 40-meter verticals. So I'm printing a coil core that I can wrap 18-gauge copper around. So that's been kind of keeping me sidelined a little bit.
It's like fun. My son got one of those 3D printers, and he had to put it out in his shop because the smell was so bad in the house.
One that uses liquid. Little booth for those. Mine's a filament, and it doesn't really have the smell at all. But the liquid ones, they make a little booth with an exhaust pipe, and you could take a piece of wood, cut it to fit in a window like you do a through hole there, a through wall, and vent that. It's got a little fan in it, and vent that right outside if you wanted to. But they're about $170.
He probably knows, but I'll mention it to him anyway. So I figured they had something like that, and he was thinking about trying to rig something up, but they have a little new baby in the house. I don't think his wife appreciated it.
And he doesn't want to run his in the house, and I found this booth. And like I said, you just take a piece of plywood and cut a hole the proper size for that exhaust pipe to fit through. And the little booth has got an exhaust fan. It sucks all that out, and it'll shoot it right outside.
Appreciate that.
Sitting here listening, I've been thinking about getting one of those 3D printers. My son got one of the filament like you got, Bob, and he's loving it.
Got a learning curve to doing it. I was having a lot of problems getting it to stick to the plate, and but I've... After a bunch of Google movies and YouTube movies and what have you, I've pretty much got it down to where it's running really good and it's printing really good. But you definitely got to have patience. The thing I'm printing right now is going to take like 38 hours.
Must have some detail to it.
It's about 7.5 inches tall, too, so... and it's layer by layer, about the size of your hair by layer, and it builds up a little, like, infrastructure inside the thing. It's pretty cool to watch it print.
That, I bet it is. Go ahead and pick it up, Shane.
Show me some of the little things he was doing, and if you need a support for it, it prints, you know, these little plastic, almost like little risers to support something that doesn't have anything. And then you just snap it off when it's done. It's pretty detailed. It's pretty amazing.
I haven't built supports yet, but I haven't raised two, but that's something I want to figure out how to do.
and you'll figure it out just like anything else.
It's an induction coil is actually what it'll end up being. I sent a picture of it to my friend Dave. He's out in Wyoming at his house in Wyoming right now. And he texted me back in about 5 minutes and said, can you make me one of those?
You start a printing business.
Several of these machines to be able to really make any money doing this.
Contracting work, Bob. Go ahead, Patrick.
Around Harrisonville, there's a big hole.
Parks on the air yesterday on CW, and there was one I wanted to get because it was Iowa, and apparently Iowa's not, there's not a lot of contacts in Iowa, and the operator's name, I texted Tom, the operator's, I mean, not his name, but his call was N0HR, so I texted Tom after I finally got him. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's pretty close to Tom's call, KO4HKX.
Working him, but every time he'd clear with the one he was working, it would just be almost like a solid tone, all the people. And I figured out the people that he would hear, they'd wait until everybody was done, and then they'd throw their call in after everybody came back to him. So I tried that, and the first time he came back to me, so it worked.
I'm glad you got it.
To make some, you know, contacts, get a little more comfortable on the key and not have to have a long conversation. And I can do it at, you know, faster speed. I can copy because they're basically sending, they might send their park or, you know, the signal report and possibly their name, and that's all you got to send back. And there's, you know, there's not really any rules on this, on what you have to send. So I think most of them require at least a signal report, and it's just fun because kind of learn some of the basics of how to operate those quick ones at a faster speed.
And it's a short, very short, what you're looking for, so you kind of know what's coming, but you don't know the exact digit that's coming. You know the information, but not the exact letter or number that's coming at you. So it's not overwhelming you trying to have a conversation and complete a full sentence.
Crosses words, too, instead of individual letters. When you hear the same thing over and over and over again, it makes it a lot easier to make those quick contacts, you know, at a faster speed. I can carry on a conversation at a nice, leisurely speed, but not at the speed they were doing those things yesterday, but it was fun. I made several contacts.
All about and getting comfortable with it, so I know you'll get it.
You still in there? N4ZLK.
Yeah, I got stuck underneath a light, and at that light there's all kinds of interference. I don't transmit, I don't receive, so anyway. But I'm pulling into Home Depot right now, fellas. I got to pick up an order here that I did online real quick. I'll be back out in a few minutes if you're still around. ND7J.
Might be here, I'm not sure. N4ZLK.
Good to talk to you this morning, Bob. If I don't get to talk to you again, KO4HKX.
First stop, or are you still driving?
Stop. Just sitting here. I got a few minutes before they get here. And they usually don't get here until about 8 o'clock, and I use this time to put my stock away that come in over the weekend.
Radio.
Needs to be done, you know. We'll make it happen.
Good weekend.
Saturday didn't do a whole bunch. It was raining up at the house, or just kind of a nasty day. It wasn't raining a whole day, but and then yesterday was kind of busy. Went to church yesterday morning, and then my aunt and uncle's 50th wedding anniversary after that, and then we went up to WGCR's kickoff for a share-a-thon last night.
Sounds like a busy day, though.
To take my nap that I normally take on Sunday, so kind of missed that.
I was trying to remember. I don't think I took one yesterday either, but we had a good day. We got out and walked around the neighborhood a little bit, took the dog for a walk, spent some time together. We had a nice day. Dog.
appreciate that one, but I wasn't going to mess with you on it.
Does say that the dog loves me more than the dog loves her, so I kind of agree with her, but sometimes I'll rub it in.
And my wife says the same thing. Tell her it's because you just want better. You won't spend the time with her.
I've seen those videos where a couple will have the dog sit, and then they'll walk off in different directions and see which way the dog goes. Beth doesn't like doing that because she makes her feel bad. Because Blossom will look both ways. You can tell she's torn, but she always comes to me for some reason. I don't even have to call her. I just walk away.
I'm going to go with the food, Dad. It don't matter who you are.
It's fine. I'm going to go because my throat's getting scratchy and I'm losing my voice, so I'll let you go. Hope you have a good day, Patrick. Maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX N4ZLK.
Shane, good to hear you this morning and appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in on the net with me last night. And hopefully everything goes good and you can get you some rest because I don't know if you're going to try to work tonight or not.
I don't feel that bad. So I worked Friday night and, you know, probably should work while I can, right?
You're getting older, so you might want to take advantage of that.
Left, I guess. And 4ZLK.
73 Shane, KO4HK.